My name is Arthur Longworth, and I'm a Writing Freedom Fellow. I would like to read a passage from How to Kill Someone, an essay I wrote about an ancillary repercussion of being raised by the state. The anger you feel as a state-raised young person is beyond your ability to administer, because it doesn't proceed from a process of logic. It isn't constructed from conscious thought. Rather, the anger is the confluence of all you've pushed down inside yourself, the memories and unbearable truths you suppress and do all you can not to think about. Like the state itself, this anger is an amorphous entity, a hydra to whom an infinite number of faces or images are attributable, yet whose authority issues from a single omnipotent body. The anger is your subconscious, reacting to everything you don't allow yourself to see. And when it's quiet and you're alone, like during the times you spent in a cell in juvie, or at night, homeless beneath the bridge, and one of these images rises in your consciousness like a brick pushing its way up out of the pit of your stomach and lodging sideways in your throat, it shatters you and renders you entirely unable to function until you're able to force it back down. I wish you could for 1 second feel what I'm talking about. Not that I wish the experience on anyone, but that you might understand. If you could feel the conflagration of rage born out of powerlessness and the feeling of worthlessness that is cultivated inside a young person raised by the state, you might begin to understand the problem. Why raising young people in this way, then throwing them out onto the street, makes them incompatible with society, at least incompatible with any society that endeavors to uphold the principle of human dignity. The anger engendered by state care colors your perspective of the world. And I assure you, it makes it fucking hard to respect the law or authority of a state that not only irreparably harmed you, but whose apathy and negligence you interpret as the tent that you not survive.